Now, this is not to be put, well, maybe we can put it on the tape, but anyway, let's look at the contra blessing that Isaac gave Esau, because that comes down to today also. All right, let's come here, Genesis 27 and verse 36, because this also shows the continual friction between Israel, and I think it's interesting the way that you brought out about the voice of Isaac was weak, but his hand belonging to Esau with the goat's hair was strong. Okay. However, when we call out to God, we are strong and Ishmael is weak. Okay. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 36, Genesis 27. And Esau said, "Is he not rightly called Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times, and he took away my birthright." No, he sold it. See. Now, God allowed deceit to happen here because it would look like it was a human thing rather than the blessing, because it was told when Jacob and Esau were born that the elder, the firstborn, would serve the younger. So it would have happened anyway. But sometimes God lets it look like it's human endeavor that does it. Okay? And he said, that is to Isaac, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him your lord, and all your brethren I've given to him for servants. And with grain and wine I have sustained him. And what shall I do now to you, my son?" Because see, these were official one-time blessings that once they were given could not be repeated, could not be taken back. Verse 38, and Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Now here's the contra blessing. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, your dwelling shall be far from the fatness of the earth and far from the dew of heaven, but I'm going to put a lot of oil under it. And you shall live by your sword and shall serve your brother." What is the sticking in the craw of all Arabs serving Israel? The 10 tribes. Okay? "But it shall come to pass," now notice this sentence here, "that when you shall have the dominion," in other words, you will overcome being under Jacob. Okay? "You shall break his yoke from off your neck." Is that what we are seeing happen today in the Arab West conflict? It is being broken. And if they build the mosque in New York, will that be the final signification of the downward trend of Israel? That is the 10 tribes, not the Jews. And if so, will it come to pass in such a point that the Arabs will cooperate with the world government, because now they may feel a little satisfaction of vengeance that Israel has been brought down? That's about the only way I see that they would cooperate. And it'd be for a very short period of time. So I would like to tie that in with Psalm 83, okay? But we'll save that for another time. But if it is this, the thing to watch is not the stock market, not the price of gold, not the price of silver, none of that. The thing to watch is Islam versus the West. That's the great confrontation. Okay, let's end it there. Thank you for giving us an in-depth study on it. We appreciate it. So let's take a break and we'll come back.